Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 386 of the Maritime Paintball Podcast. Don't mind the blur running around behind me. The kitten is all over the place today.
Everything's blurred in the back of your picture anyways.
Yeah, I have it blurred on purpose. Because it's a mess. So, welcome to the new day, the new time.
I like this. It's not like I have a social life anyways. You people are my social life. So I love you all. So first and foremost, let's get the business out of the way, because anybody who's here can listen to me rant and rave about our products. And if they're not here and they're listening to us on Spotify, if they're listening, watching us on YouTube, if they're watching us on Twitch, if they're watching, listening to us on Spotify, please like, share, subscribe, hit that, smash that button. I hate using all these terms, but smash that like button, because the almighty algorithm has told us that if we do it early enough in our show, maybe people will do it. And fuck, that would be awesome. So first and foremost, this podcast is brought to you by DefConPaintballProducts.com. That's right. DefConPaintballProducts.com has all of the fantastic gear that you want, that you need, that you desire. And with the best promo code in the business, Big Daddy G, you can get 10% off almost anything on DefCon's website. Unless Big Daddy G says fuck no, in which case you can fight with him. That's not my problem.
Yeah.
Speaking of people who say fuck no, Big Black Sam, for that awesome, awesome discount at the Rip Kings in Fredericton, New Brunswick. Go and see Big Black Sam. Sell him the King sent you. You can get a discount on whatever the fuck Sam says. Personally, I recommend the Cheech. Get yourself one. $200. This is the best dab rig that you can find. Portable, battery operated. It'll send you to the fucking moon and back. Moncton Paintball, number one paintball arena in all of New Brunswick. There's my home. That's my kingdom. The King's Forest will be open soon. We're looking forward to it. I've seen pictures. It still looks beautiful there, even now. And our new sponsor. Tell us about our newest sponsor, Bradley.
Ninja Paintball. Ninja Paintball. Maker of the Ninja Paintball air tanks, the Ninja V2 rags.
A new tank. I think we might have to talk to
Ninja's got some sexy carbon tanks, man.
Do they make those teeny weeny little ones, like those little teeny guys?
I'm 90% sure.
I'm gonna have to go look at the website. We're gonna check, because I'm pretty sure they've got some awesome I know Ninja makes some dope shit. So I mean, I wear the headband, I wear the Canadian cunt on my head, so I think this Ninja needs a headband. We have some good news. Hillsborough, the Atlantica Action Center in Hillsborough, New Brunswick, has announced the first of their winter game series. It is next weekend, the 27th, in Hillsborough, New Brunswick. I highly recommend you guys go. They were an awesome sponsor last year. And fuck it. I'm still going to advertise for them. If I can get out there, I'd really like to get out and play a little bit. It would be deadly sexy.
It would be a ton of fun. It scratches that itch in the middle of the winter, you know? Mm. And winter paintball is not like...
Man.
It's not like regular paintball. It's not.
But the gear. Like, everybody seems to think you need to really, like, over-gear up. Like, that's what I thought last year. And when I got out there, I just wore my summer kit. So my paintball pants, my jersey with... Okay, so I wore a sweater underneath, which I already do. And once you get out and you play two games... The best staging area I have ever been in. And I have seen beautiful staging areas. The Atlantica Staging Center is amazing. It's inside of a barn. It's heated. They have a shower. They have a washer and dryer so you can dry your socks. He will get you pizza. He's also got a collection of vintage gear that you can buy or make an offer on and talk to him about. Mm-hmm. I've also heard rumors that those guys really like Milsigs.
They do.
I gotta get in touch with them, because I'm sure we know somebody with a Milsig we can bring out there that they would love to get their hands on. What else? I'm going through my list here. Moncton Paintball, D, Canadian Cunt, Cat, we love you. Can't wait to see you, baby. I miss you so much. And that's it for my line of work, baby. Do your thing.
Yeah. Like I said, welcome to the new date and time. So from now on, it will be Fridays at 8 p.m. Eastern. So if you're catching us, in the past, if you were catching us a little bit late and you're like, oh, I almost missed the show or I missed most of the show. Well, now you won't because we're a little bit later. This actually kind of works out because now the interns are in bed. Yep. Much longer beforehand gives us a little bit more time. That extra half hour of prep time comes in handy, right? So that's what's happening. So this week's show, we're going to talk about Hillsboro. We're going to get into that because it's the only winter field in the area. Honestly, I think it's the only winter field in the Maritimes.
They're the only ones that I know run a game every winter.
Yeah, excluding Airsoft. I know some of the Airsoft guys run games during the winter, but excluding them, this is the only winter paintball field that operates in the Maritimes that we're aware of. So we're going to talk about them a little bit. Tom, you were a guest on a, not rival, what's the other word? Parallel? No.
A fellow podcast.
There we go.
Fellow podcasters messaged me and asked me to be a guest on their show, the Frontline Paintball Podcast. The news is on. I don't know if the news is on now or you guys are just catching us after or you're catching us before.
I should go check that. Yeah. Let's go take a look.
You should go check the news. Let's go check the news right now. Bring up the Frontline Paintball Podcast. Don't change off. Open another window, you fuckers. Right. And yeah, keep two windows open. Maybe keep one of us muted, get the subtitles on.
They were live an hour ago.
Awesome. So we missed the news by an hour. So you guys are here after because that's where you were. You were on the Frontline Paintball podcast. You were on the front lines giving those boys some views. And then you come to hang out with us on your Friday night. I'm flattered.
Love it. Love it.
They are wonderful dudes. They're funny. They've got a great crew over there. I'm looking forward to seeing them again. I really am. I always have a riot with those guys. Pat is an absolute fucking hoot getting up on the top of the mountain at D-Day and we're shooting down and I just look at him and he's fucking shooting. I'm like, are you okay, Pat? And he's like, hi, I'm fine. Pop, pop, pop. Ah. He just keeps firing. And I always have a good time whenever Tim and I get all smoky and go and start chirping people. We usually have some fun. So I was honored. I was like, oh my God, I'm somebody. No, I'm not. I'm nobody. I'm the every guy. I'm the guy that comes and visits and hangs out, stinks up your apartment and leaves. Except you're doing that this week. I'm looking forward. That's right. Brad's going on a road trip.
Brad is going on a road trip. Brad's going on a much needed dad retreat.
Coming to the King's temporary fortress.
Yep.
He will be live from my living room with Frank the Tank. He'll be very happy to have more company.
Bring it on. I'll chew a fistful of allergy pills and away we go.
Are you fucking better? That's a good point. You're going to be bombed out of your tree. You're going to be here 15 minutes and you're probably going to pass out on my couch because I'm just going to get you smoked up because you got to test out some of the Rip King's toys that he's been sending me.
Yeah. Oh. I should stop in and see him on the way.
You should. The Nova. This is available at any fine cannabis outlet. You can put your 510, just a pipe, put your 510 card in. The Rip King would have something very similar to this. Clamp your, you got yourself a beautiful little pipe with your 510 carts.
I love that. That would go so nice with my beard.
It's not something I'd want to walk around on the street and puff away on because then you kind of look like a douche. But sitting at my desk, it's very nice. Captain, the frontline captain, nice to see you, buddy. Gerald, I love you. Miss Amanda, welcome to our show. It's nice to have you visiting us again. And of course,
Alpha 22 is watching on YouTube.
Oh, shit. I was cleaning and I was getting ready to pack up and I found some of my patches from D-Day and I was just like, oh, and I thought of Alpha and I thought of all those guys because again, talking with Tim and Pat made me really, really excited for what's coming down the pipe this year in Ontario, in Quebec. They are saying we should go to Wasaga.
If we can swing it, like I said, I don't know what my summer is going to be like doing the whole full-time gig plus internship. Now the internship, I'm not going to be working weekends, so I'm not going to be working Fridays either. So if we swing a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then haul ass Monday, could probably make it work.
I would like, we've got the prison game, which does look really sick, and I really want to get out to that. Mm-hmm. But there's Jesse LaBrie's The Raid that I want to go to, mm-hmm. because Jesse's the shit. And I definitely like to go out and play his game because I, you know, I've seen it for a few, two, three years now. He's been running that at least.
At least.
Because since I've been playing, I've seen The Raid pops up every year, and there's always a bunch of games. And I know a lot of those lads that are going there, lads and lasses that are going to Sling Paint. That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah. The Raid's also one of those events that, like, people have explained it to me, but I feel like until I actually play it, I won't understand. You know, like, not saying it's a bad thing. I just mean, literally, it's one of those events where it's like, you've got to experience it to understand it. Talking about it doesn't do it justice, I think, is kind of the effect.
That was Honey Badger for me.
Yeah.
Nobody, you couldn't explain Honey Badger to anybody without, if they're going to play it, they got to play it.
Yeah.
Same thing with D-Day. Same thing with any of those fields. You could never really do them justice, but.
Yeah. It's one of those.
Fuck it. I'm going on an adventure.
Man, if you can do it. If I can tag along, I'm going to try.
We're going to do our best to get you there.
So.
And that's right. Because you know where we're all going, ladies and gentlemen. We go there. This is like the D-Day podcast. We're going back. Going back to D-Day 3 years. And this is my third year. And I'm going to keep going back as long as Miss Marie will continue to tolerate my smoky antics. Apparently word is she's getting a new crown. The queen needs a new crown. The king needs a new crown too. The Prince of Paintball decided to get a little, tried to usurp the crown, and he fucked it up. So, I have contacted a contractor, a royal jeweler to build me a new crown. So I'm hoping once I sit down with him, we will have some new threads, because the king needs new clothes. So we've got that. We've got D-Day, all the funness of D-Day. We cover that as we go every week, because there's always new things coming out for those guys.
There's stuff happening at D-Day, which we're not privy to talk about yet. But as soon as we can, let me just tell you, very exciting. I am pumped for it. Like, when I was told what was happening this year at D-Day, I was just
it's going to be hot.
Sign me the fuck up.
Yeah. Like, you got my message like minutes after, and I'm like, yeah, I'm fucking there. I mean, I was already there, but I'll be front line.
Sorry.
I'm going to keep doing it. Oh.
So the kitten is like that cat? To get my mouse.
So I'm on the posts on Facebook this week, I noticed that there's a guy you've been interacting with who's got another Steve, I think his name is.
A podcast. Steve McGuire. I think it's McGuire. I'm terrible with
names. The unknown, popular unknown podcast?
The popular unknown podcast. So he's been doing that for a little while now. He started that years ago, and then he kind of just vanished one day. And now he's back. So, I mean, that's awesome. Glad to see he's back. He's an old school baller.
Cameron,
super fantastic.
You need to come to D-Day, you little shit. You got married last year. You went on a beautiful little trip with your old lady. Now you need to come to D-Day with the boys and throw your ass out there, because I'm sure you'd put on a show. Especially, I see Mr. Zach. I have vacation time set aside. Good man, Cameron.
Smart.
You will be, and Mr. Zach, I'm hoping, will be there as well, because God damn, I miss him. I forgot to get in touch with the royal jeweler. Just throw it. Just throw the cat. It'll be fine.
It'll land. Surgery yesterday is the problem. So she's all.
Ooh,
she's
he's got quarter points.
She's on fucking, still on pain meds. This kitten's a fucking crackhead right now.
Man,
if you got quarter points, burn them.
Burn them.
I got aeroplane points. I should probably use.
I mean,
D-Day hypa.
Hypa, baby. I really like you. It's going to be another fucking wild drive.
It's going to be fun.
Toad's wild. I also figured out why the U-Haul was hauling so hard. And we're gonna fix a couple problems that we had with it last year. So
that U-Haul was a great idea for hauling the gear. Like, that was fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely, you know, so. Like 10 out of 10 if you are traveling anywhere. Traveling from to anywhere, hit your local U-Haul for $60, $20 a day roughly. You can get yourself a a small trailer, hook it on the back of your SUV, throw all your gear into it and tow it with you. And it costs next to nothing. And if you're really, you know, hardcore, you could sleep in it. Don't recommend it. It's a hard surface, but you could do that. Ah, yes. Yes. Miss Amanda nailed it. Self-care is important. D-Day is an absolute must.
Uh-huh. So that's definitely happening.
We had so much room. I thought he said we had so many mushrooms. I'm like, you didn't take any mushrooms. I did. We had so much room for activities in the back. Actually, yeah, that U-Haul is going to serve a different. I'm figuring we're going to do, I could set up out of it, maybe have a tent, little fan, put a little, I could just sit in my trailer and then have like a fans and a shade permanently built.
There you go. Yeah, pull up next to the great.
Pull right up on great, roll right into Gom Way and park myself. Mm-hmm. Nothing makes me happier than look at those pictures.
So we're going to do a show. We're going to dedicate an entire show to D-Day. But this show, what I want to talk about is not only Hillsboro, but let's get into like the thing that's happening that some of you may have seen online called The Summit, which that's all it is. And I've already had a couple people be like, what the hell's The Summit? And I'm like, it's the Action Pursuit Sports The Summit. So what it is actually I don't know if it's entirely owned by Major League Paintball or if it's partially owned. I'm in talks right now with Tom Cole to get him on the show to talk about it, to get in the details about what this thing is. But the idea is anybody who's familiar with Paintball Extravaganza, this is Paintball Extravaganza 2.0. So they bought the rights to it. So they bought the package, I guess, you know, and the idea is that this is a industry party, trade show, classes, everything. So it looks really, really good. It's going to be held at the Sahara, which is a hotel in Las Vegas, because it's being held the same weekend
at the Sahara?
Yeah.
Mr. Cole? I would like to go to Vegas. Let's go party, buddy. Let's go meet this Mr. Cole and bring me to Vegas and see how much shit I can get in. We lost Tom. He disappeared into the neon graveyard and never came back.
Yeah, I'm not going hunting for him either.
He came back with the skull of an old mobster and a rusted .45 from a ditch.
So it's being held the same weekend as the the Las Vegas Major. I don't know why I couldn't get those words to go from brain to mouth. It's being held the same weekend as the Las Vegas Major, which is a fantastic idea because normally Paintball Extravaganza was held in February, and I think it was held on the East Coast. So by holding it at the same location as a big NXL event, which is like the first NXL event of the year, you're going to get a lot more people coming to this thing. It sounds like a really smart idea. Now, the agenda they have on their website, MLPBevents.com. Sunday is obviously all the Las Vegas event, right? So that's happening. And then all day Monday, they've got registration, they got tech classes, NXL meetings, they've got a trade show opening up, they got a happy hour thing happening at the trade show. Sunday night, they're actually doing the Summit Awards and a players party. So there's going to be a big ass party at the end of this.
Uh-oh.
And then Monday...
That's going to be problems. That's going to be trouble.
Yeah. Then Monday night, they're doing the Chickies and Pete's Summit Takeover, which I'd love to know what that is. You can't look into any of the details yet. And then Tuesday, you've got all the same things. You've got tech classes, industry reports, roundtables, the trade show. Now, here's the thing. The trade show itself is actually locked only to business owners, employees of businesses, or spouses of owners or employees of businesses. But on Tuesday, they're opening up town halls, which anybody can attend. So you can buy a ticket. Now, that's the kicker. You got to buy a ticket to go to these things. And we'll get more detail. If we get Tom on the show, he's going to go into way more detail and nitty-gritty on this. So I'm really excited to talk to him about it. On Wednesday, they've got more tech classes. They got best practices, roundtables, more of the trade show, and then They ended out at about 4 p.m. on Tuesday, so or on Wednesday, sorry. So it's kind of neat that it's not happening over the weekend. They're doing it after the event. So Sunday is the event, and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But it's Vegas, so who gives a shit if it's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
Yeah, it's all the same.
Right? Every day is a Saturday in Vegas.
In the city of sin, yeah, every day is a Saturday, and there's no day and no night. Once you go into the casinos, that's it.
Time does not exist in Vegas. So if you want to attend, here's what you get. This is really cool. There's a couple of things happening here. So you buy a ticket, right? You get your ticket. Mm-hmm. So assuming you're a business owner or industry media or anything like that, assuming you're part of the industry and able to attend the trade show, your ticket gives you access to the Summit Awards Sunday night. You get access to the trade show. You get an all-access guest pass for a spouse or employee. So you actually get two passes for one. Mm-hmm. You get two free drinks at the happy hour in Vegas. That's worth a lot of money, right?
Two drinks at the happy hour. Yeah. That's not too shabby.
Access to the networking lounge, a variety of classes and seminars, access to the optional tech certification courses, as well as the keynote lunch. Lodging. Zahara is offering $59 a night for a king room. You can't get a motel in Fredericton for $59 a night.
I wonder how much they expect you to game.
That's exactly it.
How much do they expect? Right? Listen,
the casinos don't $59 make money on the rooms. They don't.
Yeah, well, no, they
the
usually
rooms.
Comp them if you're gaming enough. But at a $59 room, and they're looking at paintballers. I mean, industry guys, they probably gamble. Honestly, if they're trying to get some of us monkey, they're like, fuck you guys. We don't want you. We want industry
like,
people.
Once, I'm going to go through like all of the companies that are going to be taking part in this, and you're going to see it's like, holy shit. Like, it's not just paintball, right? That's why this is being called an Action Pursuit Sports trade show. So if you get a ticket, just a ticket by itself is $275 to attend.
It's not bad.
Right, I mean, for what it is, right? It's a trade. It's a 3-day trade show, right? But if you purchase a 2-night stay at the Sahara, it's $155.
Yeah, $59 a night.
Yeah, so it almost makes the rooms free compared to paying just the ticket. You know what I mean? So. And I mean, you might as well. If it's gonna knock $120 off the ticket, just pay the two nights. It's the same amount of money. Fuck it.
Spend the two nights and go fuck them. You're in goddamn Vegas. Please. Unless you're there regularly and you've never been. And again, these are trade show guys. I'm sure they've all gone. But
yeah,
I always wanted to go to Vegas. Always wanted to go.
Same. But, me and Brittany are actually looking at it. So there's going to be
maybe not with the dollar at the value it's at now, though. But this is not the maritime financial travel show.
No. Mm-hmm. So the presentations that they're holding at this event, you've got State of Retail, State of Fields, and a keynote lunch. I would love to sit in on the State of Retail and the State of Fields event, like on that talk. I would love to see what the hard numbers actually say. Because we always hear it, everyone, bip, 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 you know, paintball's dying, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, we hear that. We hear that three times a week.
Right. I want to see what the industry numbers actually say, right? Because they're going to be pulling information from the manufacturers, from the wholesalers, from the retailers, from the fields. They're going to know, like, here's the real information, right? Then they've
that
got,
would be kind of sexy to know.
Right. It would be awesome to know. We got expert panels are going to be talking about mega parks, which is, I mean, D-Day's not huge, but I would qualify that almost as a amusement park.
It's a very, very large. Right? Like, that's not a small place.
No, and for all the things they offer, right? So you've got amusement activities, embracing airsoft at your park, building a local tournament scene, and scenario games are being discussed.
Oh, that's cool.
Right? That one. That's cool. That's a weird one.
And embracing then, airsoft, I think, is a... correct. Mm-hmm. I think that's the right choice because that's how the fields are going to survive.
Well, honestly, like if you're a paintball field, you don't have to do anything to offer airsoft. Like you could open it up to airsoft players and then if there's enough traction, you could buy a fleet of rental markers for airsoft, buy some BBs and there you go.
Oh, I mean, like, it's I get it. There's this, that's the running gag, but there are days I will tell you that in the dead of winter, I mean, your batteries are going to die quick, but your paint ain't going to fire in the dead of winter. So your choices are limited. What do you want to do here?
A lot of the airsoft stuff has high pressured air options. Tippmann right? makes one. Tippmann makes one that runs off of a 13CI.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, I mean, I don't want, I'm already into the devil's lettuce, but I mean, the devil's game. Wait, that's dice. I'm the longer I'm looking at it and the more I've been playing Nerf with my kid, the more I'm like, you know, I already right. tank paintballs. What the fuck are you going to do with BB'd at me?
No, exactly. And then they've also got more best practices like website design, digital marketing, which a lot of paintball fields fail at, honestly. And then bookkeeping and accounting, which again.
You know what? That's probably a good course to take for some 100%. Businesses.
I've met a course. Lot of paintball field owners who are paintball players first, business second. And if you're going to own and operate a field, you need to be business first, right? You're running a business. You got to run the business. Then yeah. you play afterwards. A lot of these guys get into it because they're passionate about the sport of paintball, but they don't know the first thing about bookkeeping or profit margins or, you know, yeah. that kind of thing. So you got to learn that stuff. And then they've got roundtable sessions, retailers roundtable, field owners roundtable, airsoft roundtable. They seem to be really pushing airsoft. And then amusement activities roundtable, which again, if you own a paintball field, odds are you could easily expand to offer amusement park activities like jelly ball. You could offer
bazooka a mini ball. Putt course.
Why not? If you've got the land.
I mean, put the mini putt course on the field.
You have to try. You have to.
You got to try and putt.
Firefight. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Hardcore mini putt.
And then some of the companies that are attending this thing, we got Planet Eclipse is there. They're going to be running tech certification courses.
Cool.
Lux is doing the same thing. Here's what I thought was wild. Check this out. And I'm not throwing shade or nothing, but it's a really neat comparison. Okay. Planet Eclipse is going to be offering EMEC, ETHA 3, 3M, 180R, and CS markers. Includes uh-huh. the ETHA 3M, the Speedster loader, the Eclipse backpack, the Eclipse grease, Eclipse oil, Eclipse tool, Eclipse tech mat, voucher towards the purchase of high-end Eclipse marker. So you pay $300 and that's what you get. An Eclipse ETHA 3M, Speedster loader, Eclipse backpack, Eclipse grease, Eclipse oil, Eclipse tool, Eclipse tech mat, voucher towards the purchase of a high-end Eclipse marker. And you get a tech certification. Right? Which I thought was pretty cool.
Lux. That's fucking...
Yeah. Is offering a course on the Lux Idle Tech class, mm-hmm. which includes a black Lux Idle for $1,200.
Oh, fuck. Buying the marker to get the course. You're paying for the marker and you get the course. You're
basically paying the marker and getting the course for free. and then, like, Virtue is going to be there. Virtue and Bunker Kings. They're going to be doing a tech class on a bunch of stuff as well. It includes the Spire V, the Spire IR2, a top secret Bunker Kings loader, is what it says. And then a $50 dealer gift card. So,
wow.
It's pretty cool. And then.
That is a mighty.
There's more. You've got Eclipse. More? Yeah, so the trade show, you've got Eclipse, Virtue, Lux, GI Sports, Tippmann, Infamous, Sup Airball, HK Army, Vulcan, JT, Die, ProShar. So ProShar is the paintball company we really like. They made the Huntsman.
Oh, yep.
Empire, Field One, Paintball League, PBL, Hormesis, and Maxed. And a bunch more.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
I noticed I didn't hear the Canadian cunt. I'm sure they would have a hard time marketing her.
One, I think it'd be a hard time marketing. And two, you got to pay a lot of money for a space at these trade shows.
I know. I'm just being a wise ass.
I'd be amazing to see her there, though.
That'd oh, my awesome. God. She would be the fucking coolest person there. They wouldn't right? know what to do with her. They'd be like, what the fuck is with this crazy bitch? And then... So many people calling everyone cunts.
Yeah, there'd be a lot of that. So, but it's interesting to see, like, Maxed is going to be there, and not to say that all they are is, but they're an apparel company. So, like, jogger pants, jerseys, hats, that kind of thing. So it's cool to see a clothing brand attending this event as well, which I think is really great. I like that. So I'd love to know who else is going to be there. I would love to go myself. But March is a little short notice to get a ticket, to, you know, get a plane ticket, all that jazz, get booked in. Also, I don't know if I can go. I don't think we qualify as industry media.
You fucking imagine. Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Plus $275 for the ticket.
Yankee, I mean, that's Yankee bucks too.
And that's it. This is all Yankee bucks.
That's Yankee bucks. However, though,
if we did buy a ticket, then it would just be like, I'd buy the ticket and then just be like, this man here is my employee. And then you get it.
Coattails for life.
Whatever.
Speaking of riding coattails, word is you can still use promo code Nightmare for some G Fuel. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's still a thing.
Try but it, fuck it. See what happens.
Buy some G Fuel. Put Nightmare PB in the promo code thingy. Also, buy some rain. Why? Yep. Because it's delicious, and they're not our sponsor.
I want more flavors, though. Rain is
barbershop's they're... going stale. I'm bringing it to some weird new places. They haven't made anything. I'd love a new flavor of rain.
Right? There's only four flavors. It's the problem.
Can they make the flavor of rejection and put our picture on it?
That'd be amazing.
What is this, Luann? What?
Join our rain. We love our fans.
We've already tried that. Remember, they rejected us. They're not going to let us be a fucking brand ambassador. I really do like that. The orange stuff is the best.
Well, their whole thing now is about being in shape.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me just have my third cup of coffee this podcast.
Right. God, we're going to go through so much coffee. Tyler PB's in the chat. What's going on,
Tyler?
Buddy?
Hey, buddy. What's going on?
So, yeah, so that's the summit, which I would love to attend. I really would. I don't know. I don't think we qualify for it. Plus, money would be – that's an expensive trip.
Let's just not think about – just forget the money aspect for just a second. And, yeah, no. I would love to go to Vegas. Just – I pay for the summit and be like, well, I'm going to the Neon. I'm going spelunking in some old casinos. I'm gonna go try and find some. Oh yeah, I'm gonna go try to find the ruin. I'm gonna go try to find Jimmy Hoffa's casket.
The casket's there. It's just empty.
Yeah, we just don't know where Jimmy is.
Yeah, we just gotta find Jimmy Hoffa.
God, I'd be
right? Rich. I know where he is. He's obviously in the concrete underneath the Mirage.
A good theory. Right? It was being yeah, that's been a theory for years, but I think they even checked underneath a couple of stadiums to make sure he wasn't there.
Yeah, it was, what was the rumor? It was the 75 or the 70 yard line or something, like a very specific spot. Yeah. Everyone was like, oh, because there was a bump. There was always a bump at like the 70 yard line.
Yeah.
And they're like, there's Jimmy Hoffa's body, and they dug it up and they're like, no, it's just
Yeah, there's nothing there, you idiots. No, like, come on now.
No, he's
people
he's
are supposed to be smart.
No, he's, no, he's buried somewhere outside, out in the desert. Never find him.
He's no, gone. Jimmy's been gone since then.
Yes. So, but someplace we can get to is Hillsboro.
Oh God, that place is winter game. Such a dope field. Like, what a kick-ass little field. The train is my happy place. Even though it is a terrifying experience to like go down that train, it's so much fun.
So the kitten is chewing on my foot. I knew people who work hotel industry because of the chain hotels. They got 90% off hotel stay, 5-star places too. This you can apply it in Vegas. That's pretty dope. It's not just getting; it's the plane to Vegas.
Flying out of Canada sucks.
To get into the event, it's
fuck. I have to get my passport renewed.
Passport Shit. Renewals. Also, if I go to Vegas right now without Brittany, I can't come back.
Yeah, she'll be pissed.
So,
and we can't dope it when we can't drug her long enough because the kid's got to be taken care of. So we can't drug her for like four days while we're gone.
No, no. So, no, there's none of that's happening. But we can go to Hillsboro, which is a fantastic field, beautiful field. I'm going to kill this kitten. One second.
Yeah, it's got, again, it's got the nicest staging area that you're going to find. It's got the train. It looks like an outlaw field when you're driving out there. It is everything about a Hillsboro, New Brunswick field that you won't be disappointed in. He's gone to kill the cat. Wait a second. Do it. Strike it down. And you will grow more powerful than the kitten. Show us your tits. I mean, hi.
There we go.
Cool.
You little bastard.
I have much luck with that fucking cat today, man. At least it's not Terrence.
No, he's sleeping somewhere.
Yeah, it's because he's a perfect boy.
Yeah.
He's a perfect cat. He doesn't do anything wrong because he's Terry and he's a good boy.
He's also an orange cat, so he only gets the brain cells on a timeshare, so half the time he can't do anything anyways.
Oh, man, he's he's a bit stunned, but God, yeah, do I like him.
Yeah, he's dumb as dirt, but he's a great cat. So yeah, Hillsboro, like you said, it does look like an outlaw field, like going into it.
Oh, like, God, yeah, does it ever, but once you get in there, it's so awesome.
Right? It's great. It's got everything a field needs. So it's got, and it's not just traditional bunkers. There's no traditional bunkers on this field.
Nope.
Like, you're hiding behind an old fire truck. You're hiding behind a compactor from a dump truck. Or from a dumpster, like a garbage truck.
Yep.
You're hiding in a trench, like a deep trench.
Oh, the ditch that you watched me walk up and just waited till I got close.
That was fun.
I bet it was. you were awful pleased with yourself.
I really was. So there's that. They've got and it's just the bunkers. They've built little shacks. They've got a tire field. They've got the trains, man. Everybody loves playing in the trains until they're actually in the train. Like, it's terrifying.
It's not so bad when you're in the train. It's when they're shooting into the train and you're in there trying to move through it, and you've got a sniper sitting across at the bridge, and he's putting shots through the window at you, and you're like, fuck it. Then you've got some dick at the front of the train pushing his way forward. Oh, God. Yeah, right?
And that's the scary part, is when you're in the train, and then you hear somebody else in the train, and you're just like, oh, no. Because you know if you get into a firefight, you're only going to be about 6 feet apart. You know,
yep.
And then there's that one part of the train that it's all the cabins, not the cabins, but like the
sleeper cars,
the little sleeper cars. And you're moving along and you're just like, oh, God, I don't. Tyler wants to know what field we're talking about. It's called Atlantica Outdoor Recreational Center. It's in Hillsboro here in New Brunswick. Great field. And it's, you're walking through and it's these little doors. Boom, 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 boom. And like, I've played that and I've been moving along, and then just some little kid poked his head out and the barrel was like here, and I'm just like, whoa.
Oh,
like, you got me,
crap,
like I'm not even gonna try this, and then walk away, right? So it's,
I'm not giving that little kid any of that satisfaction. Fuck him. Fuck that kid. I'm gonna try to get him. He can get me out, but I'm gonna fucking try. Oh man, did I just see that right down? Did I see that right? Grumpy, the GOM are coming to town.
That'd be amazing. Get the GOM out here to Hillsboro. Oh, God. Play Monkey.
Man, I swore off the sauce, but I might have to fucking break my no boozing rule if the GOM lads show up. Because they make a mighty fine mixed drink.
Yes, but that's the kicker. Right? Right? The GOM will give you a mixed drink.
That pina colada. Last year was the best thing ever. And at one point I went back in the shed and I'm like looking around the shed and it was empty. And before Gordo could catch me looking around, because God love him, he would have refilled it. I'm like, no, thank Christ. Like, put it down. I can't drink.
Yeah.
My God. The gom is coming to town.
Yes. If you guys come down, if you make the trip, let us know. We'll prep.
We'll put a fucking game on.
Yeah. 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 Look at that. Greg Bailey showed up.
Oh, hey, going Rhino.
And it'll be a blast, right? So what we do, what we'll do is we'll organize a day at both fields, Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, make a weekend of it. One at home and one in Hillsborough, and we get everybody out. I mean, two fields in Moncton, we might as well play them.
How are we doing? Right. We're doing great.
Fantastic, baby.
Oh, Rob says, "See you there, Rob."
Rob. Yeah,
Rob's getting back into the game.
Gonna have to. And what's cool, too, is I can bring Simon.
Yes.
What am I worried about? Go play in the snow. No, you got to be up here when we're playing paintball. But now you can go play in the snow.
Yeah.
Let him come home covered in paint. Oh, we will be.
We'll send you a message right after the show.
God help us all when they come to town.
You know what just dawned on me, though?
C'est quoi ça?
I don't have a gun.
Dude. I got a trunk full of them.
Yeah, that's true. But I need a new one before D-Day.
Oh. We'll get you sorted up. We'll get you sorted for D-Day.
Yeah.
Because there are some... We still need to get that fancy Nova lad on the show.
Mm.
And yes. I got to talk to Nova guy. And then I got to get my... and then the All-American has to get serviced.
Mm-hmm.
I think Snake still has
it. Greg wants to know, what are you looking to run, Brad?
What are you looking to run?
I don't know. Honestly, I feel like as much as I love speedball, as much as I love MagFed paintball, because I have no kit right now, my mini is out of the question. It's done. She's dusted. She is
thank
now.
Thank God. That mini was a fucking terror at the end.
It's cursed. If I'm going to build from the ground up, I'm going to go speedball. Speedball setup. Because it works anywhere, right? It works at a speedball tournament. It works at woods ball. Works at rec ball. Works at big scenario games. It's great. It's not MagFed is hyper specific, and I'll get another MagFed kit when I can. But I just want to play paintball, so I need a speedball kit. I'm not looking for anything super fancy. I liked my mini because it was simple. It didn't shoot a lot of paint. It wasn't super sophisticated. It wasn't hardcore. It wasn't crazy.
There's about 800 fucking Axe 2.0s hanging around lately since the tournaments.
No, for real though, right? So that's probably what I'm going after.
Get one of those Axe 2.0s, man. They're fucking sweet.
Right? And that's the thing. I just need something simple, right? I don't need anything crazy fancy. I just need something that works.
Loader? Oh, shit. There we go. There you go, bud.
An LV2 for me. Oof.
There you go. I'm going to tell you the same thing, man, is get yourself a good speedball marker. Get yourself a mech frame for it.
Well, that's the thing is I'm thinking a mech. I think I want a mech gun. Honest to God, I was actually looking at just getting an e-mech. For where I play, what more do I... I know I hate Planet Eclipse. Sorry, I don't hate Planet Eclipse. I hate the idea of owning a Planet Eclipse. Their guns are fantastic. They make a great product. They are superb. But I don't
want to making such a good marker.
Right?
The Honda Civic's a great fucking vehicle, but I'm not interested in owning one.
No, exactly. That's just it, right?
Oh, fuck. Cool. Well, you're going to get to use the LV2 for fucking D-Day, homie.
Boof. I'm going to double my paint budget.
Well, that's, you know, it's, I hesitate to give this asshole credit, but he doesn't listen to the show, so I can give him credit. It was Kenny. It was Kenny when he gave me the CS2 at D-Day the first year when I went out for the fucking run.
We just said Hondas are fine. They're great.
They're fine vehicles. It's just I don't want a Honda.
Actually, I really like the look of the 2023 Honda Civics. They're super sporty looking. Like, they're a great looking car, but I don't want to own one because I'm bougie.
You drive a Nissan Altima.
Shut up. Anyway, it's bougier than a Civic.
Just putting that out there, buddy.
But yeah, so it's I'll probably get an eMech because it gets me back into the game.
Yeah.
Right? It just, it gets me back into playing. You can't break an EMAC.
Nope.
Right? I'm going to get a... And the money I'll save by buying the EMAC, I'll get a barrel kit for it. Right? A proper barrel kit. I've always loved the look of the HK laser. The HK Army laser. Like,
it just, oh my God, that...
so sexy.
Yeah, that thing looks really nice.
I don't know how much an EMAC costs these days. Let's go take a look.
Hey, check on DefConPaintballProducts.com.
I can.
First spot you should be checking.
Absolutely.
There are that promo code Big Daddy G. How much?
$450.
That's not bad.
No, it's not bad at all, honestly. So I'm looking at the EMAC 100 operator package. No. And I mean, maybe I'll go ETHA 3. ETHA 3M. A little bit more money. A little bit better marker. And then, you know, like...
It's so a good plug, Rhino. It's a good plug.
So I don't know what I'm going to go with yet, but I need a basic, slightly above basic speedball marker just to get me back into the game, back playing reliably. Like, I'm not looking to dominate it at a speedball tournament or anything. I just want to be able to go to some walk-on games.
Pull it looking at here. Looking at you there, Grinder.
Right.
Get over here.
Sponsor us, Grinder.
Get at us.
I just want to be able to take out the gear, air it up, shoot a bunch of paint, put it away. No fiddling, no fighting, no nothing. Just play. That's all I want to do.
Well, you know who is really good for that is fucking PE, man.
I know. Tippmann just doesn't... They make great shit, but their stuff is heavy and bulky.
I'm going to also put out that my Shocker. The Shocker is still absolute cheap clapping fucking marker.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right. I absolutely love my Shocker, and I love that All-American. I wish I could get the stupid bastard to work properly. I'm digging something out of my box here. But yeah, I wish I could. Once I get that stupid All-American working, I'll be just peachy fucking keen, because that thing shot so, so nice.
You know, and I'm looking at, like, maybe I will go Axe 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
I think if anything, I might go as you're going to fucking hate me for this, but I might go Empire Mini GS just because of the color schemes.
You're right. I do hate you. Oh, well. Again, the Mini was a good... The Mini is
the Mini
one
was
of the better...
old. The Mini was put through its fucking paces.
Oh, its final days at Moncton Paintball were a fucking sad thing. Like, I almost fucking put someone's eye out when it just started firing at random.
Well, you gotta think, I bought that Mini used.
Did you? I thought you bought that new.
No, I bought it used. I'm trying to think how long ago that was. The podcast was still young. I think it was still within the first... It was within the first 2 years of the podcast.
My Mini came up for sale, actually, not long ago. Green Mini. And I damn near bought it. I almost bought it back because I was like, fuck, I love that thing. And then I remembered it's Electro, and it deserves to live a better life with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Brad is going to change his mind a couple times.
100%. If you want an Axe, Brad, message Dave Pitts. Maybe I will. Mm-hmm. That'd be kind of cool. Order the gear, have it, like, maybe order the gear through Commando. And, like, just go to the retail shop at D-Day. No, because I want it before that. Because I'm going to start you know what I mean? I'm going to start in Moncton.
So. I almost want to ship my Shocker. I might just ship it to Greg. He could probably fix it and send it back faster than I can get the goddamn thing fixed.
Mm-hmm. What's an ETHA 3 cost? See, ETHA 3 mechanical, $595.
Those things are fucking nice.
Right?
Like, the ETHA 3 is a fucking beautiful marker. It is brain dead easy to use, brain dead easy to clean. If it ain't broke, don't fuck with it. Which is why I still use it. That's why my box is full of Tippmann. It weighs a ton, but it always works.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to look at it. I'm going to bounce between a bunch of different guns for the next couple of weeks, couple of months. But yeah, that, and I might look into a new mask. The dye, the I4 has, it's been through some shit, man. The ears are falling apart on it. The foam has been replaced a couple of times. That dye I4 is, oh yeah. Talk to Ian. Too tall.
Oh, yes.
Halifax. Amanda wants the bow-mounted arrow gun.
I told her about it, and Miss Amanda is totally down. She wants one in the worst way.
They're neat. They're neat. I've seen them in action. They're pretty cool.
I thought I saw one when we were in Halifax. I could have sworn there was one there, because she's an archer. And, I mean, that'd be the right fucking thing. I suggested a slingshot. I think she'd be a fucking hoot with a slingshot.
Tyler's suggesting the carbon masks. It's actually what I was looking at. I was looking into the carbons.
Are they sharp big?
Looking mask.
Like, can I fit my fat ass head in one of those? And then, like, not get shot in the jowls?
I think they're smaller than an EVS, but bigger than an I-4.
Mind you, now that I have my Gator Mail, shout out to Gator Mail, to hang on my face, it's not getting shot in my double chins isn't such a worry anymore.
Mm.
So, yeah, oh, there, Rob. There's one at Hyper.
Oh, there's two sizes of the carbon masks.
Thanks, Rob. I thought I'd saw one at Hyper when we were there. I think Turtle was looking at it. We were all kind of chatting about it. It's neat. The oversize is great. Like, that's the EVS is perfect for that because, like I said, down here, getting shot like right here in the jowls. Getting shot in this flappy turkey fucking thing I got going. That shit sucks. It hurts. It's just like getting flicked. It's like, think, fuck. Which is why I bought the EVS. But again, the only complaint I ever had about the EVS is that it echoes so loud.
Mm. Yeah. Maybe I will go carbon.
They make
a nice looking mask.
I think when I go out next time I'm out, either at Hillsborough or at Moncton, I'm going to look at a couple different ones. Mm. But damn, fuck. I just, if when you know something works.
That's the thing, right? And like, I know my I-4 fits really nicely, so I can just, you know, I could just try and hunt down some ears for it and just kind of renew the mask. But I feel like that mask has been through a lot. Like, that mask has got to be damn near, like, 8 years old.
That should be a reason to rebuild it. Mine needs a complete rebuild.
Get rid of it. Like, I was thinking about this a couple weeks ago because I was thinking about, you know, needing new gear. And I'm like, man, that mask has been through some shit. And I'm thinking, like, it's got to be wearing apart. You know what I mean? Like, it's...
Get yourself a little bust or something so that you can hang it up someplace. It would look kind of nice.
Yeah, right.
Nice trophy. Put it in a shadow box. Nice trophy piece.
The other thing I was looking at was the Bunker Kings.
CMD. Yeah, yep. The Command is a nice.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm so torn, right? Like, it's, I don't know what I want. That's my problem. And there's so many options, and I know so many of them are so good. I'm also smart enough not to go on Facebook and say, hey, what's the best marker I should get? Because I'm going to be given 1,000 different fucking answers.
Well, yeah, but they're all going to be the same thing. They're all going to be get yourself EMAC. An EMAC. Like, you know that's what the answer is going to be. And 100%. I think you're just annoyed because you know that's the right answer. In this very specific case, I think you're more annoyed because that is the correct answer. Yes. For what you're aiming to do from the everyman of paintball, you want the EVA. You want the EMAC. You know it's going to work.
Yep.
Come game day, you're going to load your shit up and you're going to play. You're not going to spend half the day cursing at your mini. You're not going to spend half the day bitching about the goddamn T15 because it's just too cold and fussy and it doesn't want to fire.
It doesn't exist anymore, remember? It's gone.
Oh, Right.
But yeah, so I'm looking at that. But now I'm thinking, like, if I'm going to go EMAC, I might as well spend the extra little bit of money. Just go ETH 3 mechanical. It's only an extra couple of bucks, really.
I think you should wait until we talk to Nova guy, personally. For that kind of money, buy yourself a Nova.
Maybe. That'd be kind of cool.
That's why I want to talk to him. I want to ask questions. Because it's got to survive. It's got to survive me. That's the caveat of any equipment, is it needs to survive me. Brad, you need to bring your audio up.
Do I?
According to Mike Reed, you do.
I think I was just too far away from my mic.
Rob, EMAC with the HK laser.
That's what I was saying. I was saying I was thinking of going with an EMAC with the HK laser because the laser is sexy as hell.
That would be the only reason I would buy a laser, is because it is sexy as hell, because I know damn well my aim's not going to be improved by it.
It's just, it's such a beautiful, beautiful mark or beautiful barrel kit.
No.
And I can get like pops of color on there. Another thing is the EMAC's all black.
Shocker put out an accent kit, and it's like a red accent kit. It looks fucking beautiful.
You just got me thinking.
Oh,
I'm gonna take a look and see if there's any little accessories I can get for an EMAC to give some pops of color. She wants to see the laser. Here, hold on. I'll watch this. I can do this. Doop, doop, doo.
Woman.
Boop. There we go. See, like, look. So, like, you can get, like, straight black, right? You can get the blue, the purple. But then you start getting into, like, and then, like, the inserts are all the same color.
Oh, there we go. Down there. See, that's the one I looked at right there in the middle. You know the one. Yeah. Right. Look how sexy that is.
And then, like, you can get the ones where they're all different colors. So then you get like these different pops of color inside the barrel itself. Like, look at that. Right? And then they got these like grooves cut into them.
I mean, again, very pretty, but I don't need another barrel kit. My freak kit works very well, and my aim is still shit. So
this is what
here's the like, volume, kids.
Look at this. Look, hold on. Let's look at that spiral. Look at those grooves. Look at that.
Oh, and that look nice. And that look pretty on that marker. Like, just om nom 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 nom.
Right? Like, that's the shit I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, that's...
That's a mighty fine looking barrel you got there, Lou.
So that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. That's the road I'm going down. Eye covers, trigger, back piece, ASA, lots of colors. Right, for the EMAC is what he's talking about. All the accessories for the EMAC.
Yeah.
So I can get some color on there. I can get little pops of color.
Yeah, boy.
Mm-hmm.
And it is now that time of the hour, ladies and gentlemen.
Unfortunately, it is, yeah.
We've had so much fun. It's been a pleasure. But this new schedule's a little bit later, but we still all appreciate you. So those who sat around and liked and shared and commented and chatted with us tonight, we appreciate you. We love you. We want to hug you. Maybe hump your leg for the right price. Buy me a drink.
Yeah, so with that, folks, it's been a blast. For anyone who hung around, commenting, liking, and sharing, thank you so much. And if you have any ideas for guests or topics or anything you want us to talk about on the show, please reach out anytime. You can find us on all the social medias, Maritime Paintball Podcast, or shoot us an email, maritimepaintballpodcast@outlook.com. But that's it. We are out of here. Until next week. Cheers.
Bye.